Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Good to have your company. Now, look, we've got a great show ahead for you. We try and keep a fairly high standard here on the Home Time Show. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of, like, stuff going on in the show that you're about to hear. Little things breaking or going wrong, and we're just kind of struggling to stay afloat. The classic kind of swan, a metaphor of being calm and glacial on the surface, but peddling like hell underneath. Now, this kind of started, I think, because our producer, Nick, went to go and see a band called the Nine Inch Nails the other night. And he was telling us that when the Nine Inch Nails were doing their gig at the O2, Trent Reznor, the lead singer, had all sorts of microphone problems.
Yes, he was telling us how it ruined the last three songs of the whole thing from what he was describing.
That's it. Trent had a nightmare. And then, would you believe it, it sounds like we might have had a similar nightmare on this show, culminating with me not being able to remember the name of one of Kula Shaker's most famous songs. So
the whole thing then, really, we are laying at the door of our producer. It was remiss of him to tell that story just before a show starts, because it kind of cursed the show.
It's a little bit like one of those people that was the first to kind of break in and find Tutankhamun's tomb.
Yes.
He's released the curse into the studio and hopefully will exorcise it by the end of the episode you're about to hear.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
It is hotting up, but you know what? Some people's behaviour does not help in the heat. I've seen some strange things today that makes me wonder, what are people thinking? What are you thinking? It's over 30 degrees. One particular thing comes to mind. Catching the train in for the show this afternoon, I saw some gentleman and he's wearing chinos and a smart work shirt. And he gets off the train and he runs up the step away from the train, runs up the steps, two at a time.
Sure. I mean, I know that's weird in hot weather. I do normally try two at a time stair usage most times when I can.
Two at a time stair usage on a cool day, on an average day, fine. But on a hot day, what's anybody thinking? I've barely got the energy to go up one at a time.
Well, yeah, particularly if he's got chinos on as well. You know, it sounds like, you know, we had the help email in from that fella the other
day.
With the little T-bone thing you get on your bum, with the sweaty bum.
Begs the question, what strange behaviour have you seen for a hot day today?
Well, I mean, I've been in Bethnal Green in East London earlier on today doing some work, and that's kind of, it feels like a hot area. Mm. Always a bit of a hot area. But I just keep seeing people, and I saw loads of it when I was cycling around there, sunbathing in hot inner city parks. Now, growing up in Devon, like I did, if you're going to sunbathe, it's always got to be near the beach, because obviously we're near the coast and everything, that's fine. But when I moved to, like, Bristol and then subsequently on to, like, London, I can't believe people want to sunbathe. And I mean, like, lying on the grass in a really hot park. In, like, a little park that's, like, between two or three roads. I'm not talking about a great big park, a little tiny park. I find that so weird.
I know what you mean.
Like, I'm having a hot tummy.
Having grown up coastally, to me, it's always been a beach.
Completely. So and then, you know, you get these people as well, and this is another weird hot weather thing, where they're happy to completely fall asleep sunbathing when you've got strangers walking past you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
They'll have me glasses off.
So please, report the things that you've seen today that have made you think, what are they thinking? It's so hot. What's going on? Daniel is wishing to report that walked into the butcher's today and the butcher was wearing shirt, tie and a jumper.
A jumper?
A jumper.
I wasn't expecting jumper.
They
always are strangely smart in butchers, aren't they?
Butchers, strangely smart. I do wonder, and Daniel doesn't give the details that would make this okay or not, I do wonder whether the butcher's was cold because of obviously all your fridges for keeping meat and all that kind of stuff.
All I know is that whenever I go past our butchers in Leon C with our three-year-old Stella, she looks in and goes, ew. So it's got a weird smell, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? This is a great one from Alice. She says, I saw a girl today in knee-high Converse.
Oh.
Surely she must own other shoes.
I'm feeling clammy just thinking about
it. That's pretty horrendous, isn't it?
Carla describes herself as a hot teacher.
Oh, I saw
it. Says, I've been practically melting all day. The kids have been told they don't need to wear blazers or jumpers this week. The temperature's ridiculous. However, some of them are choosing to wear a jumper and blazer.
Can I just say on the hot teacher thing, when I was at school, I don't think any of my teachers were under the age of 70 years old. Kids today don't realise how lucky they are.
They don't, no.
Jess in Fleet says, Bush and Richie, I was crossing Southwark Bridge this morning, the temperature already at 25 degrees, and I spotted a lad wearing a black hoodie zipped up, so possibly another top underneath, and the hood up as well. Absolute madness. I think it's a rule that there's always like a one wrong'un that's wearing too many clothes in hot weather. Nature's way of saying steer well clear, I think, overall.
Rachel's hanging on. What have you seen that's strange over-the-top behaviour today?
Well, not necessarily something that I've seen. It's something that I've decided to do today.
It's you, is it?
It's me, yeah. Like a Wally, I thought today, do you know what? I'm going to clean and dry all of like the sofa cushions and the pillows. Oh. But obviously now I'm sat here and I need to wrestle them all back on, and it was a nightmare getting off.
Genuinely, I think it might be one of the worst household chores of all time, the whole putting pillow covers and cases back on. And like, you always forget. It's almost like something happens to your brain where it forgets how bad it is last time you did it, and you just end up struggling, and you'll probably be swearing in the next half an hour.
I mean, there's already been a lot of swearing, and there's definitely some sort of scratches up my arms already trying to squeeze them past the zip. So, yeah, it's been a fun 10 minutes so far.
Rachel, this is the thing where dry cleaners come in, isn't it? Because you've actually probably picked a sensible day, because normally those sofa cushions, you take them off, they never dry. They never dry. So it's swings and roundabouts.
Definitely.
Are they back on? Rachel, just let us know.
They are mostly back on. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have a quick sit down for a couple of seconds and pass the fan at me for a minute. And then I'm going to do the final sort of, I think there's what, like five, and the little cushions left. I've done with the big ones. It's just the little, like the head.
Well, we are emotionally invested in this now on Home Time. We're on air till 7 o'clock tonight. Would you do us a favour and just drop us a text and let us know when the final cushion goes on?
Will do.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Do you remember Rachel that we spoke to earlier on, who chose to change all of the sofa pillow cushions on this hot day today?
Pillows, Rachel.
She's just got in touch. She's all finished.
Hey, that's not bad.
It's very good going.
That's earlier than I thought she'd be finished. Good on you. Thanks for keeping us posted on that. Do you know what? There's been a few people mentioning going to the cinema as being a bad thing. And I actually think that's... I disagree. I think cinema on a hot day is inspired.
100% agreed with you.
The incredible air conditioning. Obviously, we've got Danny Boyle on the way after six, about 28 years later. Mm-hmm. A few people are getting in touch saying they've just seen the film and it's brilliant, meaning they've been in the cinema and air-conditioned already. And I think it's an inspired move.
Completely agree. I'd rather be at the cinema than what Olivia has said. We've had sports day today. She's a teacher, had year nine students turning up to sports day wearing coats.
My middle daughter, it's her like school fair thing today. And they're on like a bouncy castle in like 32 degrees. Sounds awful.
Any things that you have witnessed that is strange for 31 degrees, we'd like it reported to Home Time. John is in York. He's a chef. Says it never fails to amaze me what people order when the temperature reaches this heat. Sausage and mash, pie and mash, lasagna, soup.
I'm starving.
A celebration of Britpop.
Absolute Radio's Britpop Summer.
The A to Z of Britpop.
Yes, we've embarked on a very important mission. As we celebrate Britpop Summer, we're doing the A to Z of Britpop, working our way through the alphabet. Do you know what? This is the kind of information when we finished, they should put into one of them satellites to send out there to a distant planet.
Yeah.
Do you know, rather than like nudie pictures of us?
No, exactly.
Is that weird that as a planet we are sending into the solar system naked pictures of ourselves? That is weird.
If I was an alien and I saw a naked picture, I'd be frightened. I'd go, well, I'll leave them alone.
Imagine that.
But if someone sent me a copy of His and Hers for the letter H, for the A to Z of Britpop by Pulp, they'd be like, oh, this is great music. Well, I'm coming.
Well, this is it, so to speak. So, this is it. We're doing H today. So get in touch. My suggestion would be Happy Mondays, one of my favourite...
Brilliant.
You know, kind of Britpop bands of all time. And then that would, of course, open the door for Hacienda, which people were trying to sneak in for A, yes. Hacienda at the very start of this as well. What would you go for?
His and Hers.
His and Hers.
It's a double H. I'm doubling down on H.
Double points. A lot of votes as well for Hey Jude. By Cooler... Hey Jude? By Cooler Shaker.
Hey Jude?
Is it Hey Jude? Hold on a minute, we're just checking this. Hey Jude!
Hey Jude, yes.
Hey, this has been a really good bit, we should do it again. Been quiet on the wires from Leona.
Has it ever?
It was flip phone. The incredibly Britpop flip phone on yesterday's, the other day's show. Well, she was a day late, wasn't she, for F?
She was. She was a day late with not exactly a bullseye Britpop item.
No, and we're kind of wondering where it's going to go with H, but she's been definitely quiet. We might, you know, might get someone next week, who knows. Watson's been on. He says H is also for heavy stereo. Do you remember them? Same label as Oasis, and the frontman Jem Archer would later join the band.
Yes, good.
It's all connected.
Good trivia. Hooch says summer. Yeah. I'd say hooch for H. Classy drink, it was everywhere.
Now, I think we've asked before on the show, is hooch still going? I think it is, because they advertise it down the sides of some of the, like, the European, like the Champions League games,
yes,
and stuff
do.
Like that.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Darren says, How High by the Charlatans.
Great shout.
Our very own Tim Burgess. So, look, if you've got something that needs to be on our list, in the A to Z of Britpop for H. We've got Billy on the line. Billy, a suggestion for H, please.
My H is haircuts. I'm absolutely belted around back in the day.
Does that mean you had some bad haircuts back in the day then, Billy?
I was too young because I'm still a whippersnapper, but the horrible Gallagher bowl cut things that people still pull out now were like signatures of the day, weren't they?
Do you know, there's, I think the technical term is a well end, which is someone who looks a bit like Paul Weller, but they've got that kind of Liam, that kind of era of cut. We used to get my hair cut around the corner from where the radio station used to be in Golden Square in Soho, and there's a lady in one of the barbershops there that specialises in them hairstyles.
Brilliant.
So fellas come from all around, and it is just fellas, to get their hair cut like Paul Weller and Oasis during that era. Is that the kind of thing we're talking about?
Still knocking about Manchester, yeah, like with the big sideburns coming down still. You don't have to ask them what kind of music they're into, at least. It saves half the conversation.
I'll say one thing, and it might be splitting hairs here. It's still an H, but I'd say this is more hairstyles than cuts, because some of them, when you look at them, I don't think they've been a cut for a long while.
Yeah, that's a valid point. I'll accept that.
OK, and you just said you're a whippersnapper. Billy, what kind of haircut are you rocking at the moment, then?
I've just got a generic, I guess you call it, short back and sides. It doesn't have a name. I just go into the barbers and say, do the same again.
No, but what would you ask for? If you were to ask for your haircut, what would you technically say?
Technically, this is going to be really boring for radio people.
It's fine.
I'd technically say a 0.5 on the side, shorting up on the top.
That would be an incredible phone-in. What do you ask for when you go to the hairdressers?
Well, let's keep it going.
Okay.
I generally went in the other day, and he said to me, are we still doing what we're doing? And I went, yep, I'm happy with it.
But it must have started somewhere. Like, Billy's given us the specifications. So you must have started with the specifications somewhere.
Well, yes, yeah, it's a skin fade above the ears and round the back, and then up to the top, a bit tasselled.
A little bit tasselled. Now we're talking. Billy, is still there?
He's still there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's bored.
He did say it'd be boring for the radio.
Feature, lads. It's tremendous.
Absolute Radio's Britpop Summer.
Celebrating the greatest indie era of all time.
Bush and Richie here with Home Time on a Thursday evening. We do hope you're enjoying our Britpop summer here on Absolute Radio. It's a celebration of the music, the movement and the moment that changed everything. So many bands are back out on tour and releasing new music, the likes of Sleeper and Pulp, Garbage and Casper. Undoubtedly, the lightning rod of our Britpop summer is Oasis 25. The Gallaghers have buried the hatchet and are touring across the UK.
Something that we have been excited about for a long time now, when that was all announced September last year. And I remember you and I being sat in this very studio in the seats that we're sat in right now one Saturday morning, much like everybody else, trying to queue and get tickets on the phone lines. And much like you, we didn't get them either. We ain't going.
And that disappointment kind of subsided because it seemed like the gigs were far away. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
However, the tour starts, the Oasis tour starts in Cardiff on July the 4th. So it's coming up real quick. But we want to be there too. Yeah, we don't have tickets, like loads of you, we don't have tickets, but surely we can sample the atmosphere as well. Think of those big fan zones they've got in football. So look, we've kind of gone rogue and done something to make that goal a reality.
We've booked a pub. We've booked a pub in Cardiff City Centre on the night of Friday, the 4th of July. Yes, the first gig of the Live in 25 tour. We're going to be there, Home Time from Cardiff, with the fans in a pub.
This might be the first time our bosses are hearing about this, because they are listening to the radio in the main office area, so we'll deal with the fallout from this, but there's no going back. The pub is booked. Watch this space.
Absolute Radio, the daily takeaway.
So that is it. That is it for the cursed edition of the Daily Takeaway. How did... Because obviously the first time that a curse ever really happened like this, it was Shakespeare and that play. How did that come about to be cursed? You know, that play that people in the arts don't like to speak of, love.
I feel like we've been through the ringer so much on this show, this particular show, that I feel like we could just say the name of it without fear of it getting any worse.
I like your gusto. I'm not sure I'm ready to.